In a little less than a month, the six officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray will be arraigned in Baltimore Circuit Court. WYPR's Christopher Connolly sat down with a law professor, a defense attorney, and a former prosecutor to talk about what happens next.
There are a number of questions outstanding in this case, but let's take some of the big ones right now. First off, will this case stay in Baltimore? University of Baltimore Law School professor Byron Warnkin.
I would argue, if I was defense counsel, there was so much cheering and glee when these individuals were charged. I would argue to a judge that that shows that this community, in this particular case, is biased in favor of the prosecution, biased against the defendant.
Attorneys for the officers have already filed a motion asking for a change of venue. It's a complicated math, but a judge must decide whether the jury pool here is too tainted to ensure a fair trial. Defense attorney Dwight Pettit says no. Potential jurors will be asked whether they can make an unbiased decision regardless of what they know about the case beforehand. He says it's more of a political question than a legal one.
Why should the citizens of Baltimore be deprived of the opportunity to rule on a case that took place in the Baltimore area? Why shouldn't the case be judged by a jury of the peers of the defendant?
Regardless of where they're tried, the next big question is, will they be tried together? Byron Warnkin says typically defense attorneys prefer separate trials.
If I'm representing a client and there are five other clients, I actually have six enemies. I mean, I got to go against the prosecutor, but I also have to go against these other five defense counsel who may be kind of trying to push things in the direction of my client.
And that raises another question. Will one of the officers roll over and testify against his or her fellow cops? If that happens, the cases will be severed. If not, the officers may find strength in numbers. Former Baltimore prosecutor Debbie Hines says that could make it harder to prove guilt. State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby's office will have to rely heavily on video evidence that may not give a convincing storyline.
Without having one of the police officers testify against the others, the prosecution doesn't have a witness that can say, this is exactly what happened, this is what Officer Goodson said, this is what Officer, you know, whatever said. She doesn't have that.
One officer, Cesar Goodson, faces the most serious charge, second-degree depraved heart murder. He and the others have also been indicted on charges ranging from involuntary manslaughter to misconduct in office. Hines says the manslaughter charge that four of the six face is not that hard to prove. You don't have to prove any intent to hurt the victim, just that the defendant's actions led to someone's death. The textbook case, she says, is that of a mother who leaves her baby in a car and the baby dies.
That is a situation where someone is in your safety and they're in your care, and oh my God, you certainly didn't intend to kill your child. But the fact of the matter is, people get prosecuted for those, they get convicted, and it's called involuntary manslaughter.
Defense attorneys have started filing a host of motions to get evidence, to dismiss information, to remove the prosecutor. Dwight Pettit says the best way to fight the charges is to win on motions filed before the trial even starts.
You throw everything against the wall, and I would do the same if I was defense counsel and see what sticks.
Pettit cautions, though, that there's still so much that we don't know. More information will probably come out after the state turns over its evidence to the defense attorneys. That is, unless Mosby wins her motion for a gag order on the trial. Christopher Connolly, 88.1 WYPR.